I'm Dan Clefstad. The Illinois Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday on whether the state's revenge porn law violates freedom of speech. The 2015 law made it a Class 4 felony to share private sexual photos without the subject's consent. It's punishable by 1 to 3 years in prison. But attorney Igor Bozhik argues once someone shares sexual photos, they don't get a say in what happens with them.
A gift unconditionally given to somebody can never be truly private, especially if that gift is legal in and of itself. And you give it to somebody without any expectations, any conditions.
Bozhik says it's unconstitutional to limit speech just because someone finds it offensive. The state argues the act of sharing intimate photos implies they should remain private. In other news, opponents of legalizing marijuana voiced their concerns during a forum with the bill's sponsor in Northern Illinois Monday night. Sarah Jesmer has more.
State Senator Heather Staines outlined proposals of the Cannabis Regulation and Taxation Act during a forum in St. Charles. The Democrat says social justice is a major focus of the measure. It would allow for possession of up to 30 grams of cannabis.
We're doing expungements, we're doing diversity in the industry, which no state has done successfully, and we're doing 25% of the dollars back to neighborhoods that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs.
McHenry County State's Attorney Patrick Keneally worries about safety risks, including users who drive under the influence of marijuana.
So I would encourage people to get educated on the subject and then contact their representatives so that this doesn't just sort of fly under the radar and pass because people have sort of a fatalistic view on it.
Republican Senator Don DeWitt also opposes the bill. He hosted the forum and says not enough money will go towards state debt repayment. I'm Sarah Jesmer.
A study finds Illinois' child welfare agency sometimes left children in grave danger. This is because the agency is intent on keeping children with their parents even when they have strong evidence of abuse. Governor J.B. Pritzker ordered the study of the DCFS Intact Family Services Unit after the recent deaths of three children. That unit is responsible for overseeing households in which children are left at home after allegations of abuse or neglect. Researchers found a failure to communicate within the department, overburdened staffers, and cases in which evidence and suspicions of abuse or neglect were brushed aside. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Some Carbondale residents came to Tuesday night's city council meeting in an attempt to call for Mike Henry's resignation as mayor. It comes after police reports documented two domestic incidents involving Henry and his wife. WSIU's Amelia Blakely was there and has this story.
Henry says he believes the reports do not negatively affect the city's image and has no further comment.
Never gonna happen.
Also in the public comments portion, Ginger Rye asked the mayor and council to take proactive measures in neighborhoods that have had recent and reoccurring shootings.
To have the police department not to meet with us when there is a shooting, but to proactively meet with us on a monthly basis so we will get to know them and they will get to know us.
Henry agreed with the suggestions and say things will be done to address the neighborhood's safety. I'm Amelia Blakely.
A new report puts a spotlight on the economic stress facing people who choose a career in teaching. According to the Economic Policy Institute, during the 2015-2016 school year, nearly 60% of teachers took on extra jobs to supplement their income. Illinois Education Association President Kathy Griffin says she's heard from high school seniors and college students interested in becoming teachers. They say salary is the biggest hurdle to them joining the profession, and she says that's disappointing. Teachers in Illinois earn roughly $65,000 a year, on average, about 20% less than other college-educated workers. I'm Jennifer Fuller.